Ballpark Dogs and the best baseball talk you can find. So kick back with your bacon and eggs and pour yourself a mimosa while Phillies announcer Greg Murphy and Green Legion Radio's Chris Sack break down your fighting Phils and take you around the league right now on Baseball Brunch. Play ball!
Good morning, Philadelphia, and welcome to Bud Light Baseball Brunch here on a wonderful Sunday morning, overcast Sunday. The weather is looking decent enough to where I think we're going to get this game in here this afternoon. We are powered by Green Legion Radio, live on 102.5, Fox Sports The Gambler, 104.1 in the Trenton area, WDAS AM around the rest of the Delaware Valley, or simply download the iHeartRadio app.
Outlets report that the Baltimore...
You can listen to us anywhere crystal clear worldwide. Again, we're down here at 1100 Social. This is our last show here at 1100 Social this season, here at Xfinity Live, right here in the epicenter of the sports complex, as we take you in to Phillies Diamondbacks this afternoon at 105. I'm Chris Sack of Green Legion Radio, sitting alongside a man that needs no introduction at all anywhere in the Delaware Valley, Phillies broadcaster and play-by-play guy this weekend on the radio, Greg Murphy. What's up, Murph?
Good morning. Yeah, the Phils are streaking, right? Two in a row?
Slightly.
Yeah, we'll take it. We'll take it. You can't win three in a row until you win two in a row, Zach. That's the way it works.
Still quasi-annoyed, but...
I can tell. But at least we got a good morning Philadelphia out of you, because we didn't even get that last week.
No, last week was morning.
Yeah, morning.
You know how much I got out of last week's show? Like, everyone's like, yo, man, really enjoyed the tiff between you and Murph in the first segment. I was like, honestly, guys, like, I was getting rolling with my sack attack, and I was just destroying everybody.
Yes,
and then,
you were.
And then out of nowhere, like, I just see Murph. He's like, I gotta stop him. I gotta stop him. Like,
well, you know, I disagreed with you to an extent.
To an extent,
obviously.
Yeah. I mean, I put the onus on the players, and then I just started ripping everybody in the front office. But,
yeah.
But I can do that. You can.
No, it's neither here nor there. I just don't. I don't buy into it. To me, the onus is on the players. And you know, we've seen some good things over the last couple of days. We're going to get into that in a little bit. By the way, I listen to the open of the show every week, and I have yet to see a mimosa. I mean, where are those things, right? I mean, come on.
Well, if you ask my wife, she's gotten trashed on them a couple times this year down here at 1100 Social.
There you go.
She's been feeling pretty good.
So
off
she
of
has all the mimosas.
Well, my mom was the first baseball brunch tailgate we had down here.
Yeah.
She was feeling really good. And then the second one and the fourth one, my wife was she was pretty loaded. I think she drank enough champagne for everybody here.
All right, so you're saying there are mimosas? I'm just not I'm just not aware of.
So
it.
So you're right. Telling me there's a chance?
So,
it's
yes.
Just we haven't been drinking them. You right. Have to work afterwards.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's true. Last week I would have liked to have been drinking. This week I'm okay. I'm okay with what's happening. I mean, obviously, game one of this four game series doesn't go the way the Phils wanted. Game two, though, you know, hey. Who knows? But maybe that was the kick in the butt that this team needed. You know, you had a game in hand, and then you almost lose it. You come back and win that game. And then last night was about as complete of a game that we've seen from the Phillies in
right.
about a month, I
yeah.
would say. I mean, they just, in every facet of the game last night, they won. They won it, you know, pitching, hitting, defense. They played really solid baseball. We need more of that, obviously, going forward, especially against the teams that are down at the bottom of their divisions. They need to win today. The lineup is, you know, there's some new names in that lineup today. We'll go into that.
So
a
I've
bit,
heard,
yeah.
And I'll allow you to go.
Yeah,
over that
you know,
up.
And we don't know why yet. So I think we have to wait to hear the reasons behind it because Odubel not in the lineup today. Didi Gregorius not in the lineup today. Now some of that might be because Madison Bumgarner's on the hill. But I'm also sensing maybe there's you know, someone else is banged up, so we got to wait and see. And
is JT back in the lineup today? Because they did say,
yeah.
Like in one of the leads into the show today, the guy said there was something wrong with JT's shoulder.
Yeah.
So,
well,
I mean, if you want real quick, I mean,
sure.
how about you bring up the lineup? I'm going to say this is our first segment here on Bud Light Baseball Brunch here this Sunday, and we are brought to you by MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry for all your residential contract needs. This is who you want to talk to. Everything from additions, renovations, kitchens, baths, closet organization, cabinetry, vanities, basements, everything you need. Mention the Green Legion to get 10% off of your order, regardless of how much. I know I did with my bathroom in my house. I'm looking forward to it. They should be doing the work in September, so I'll be able to tell you guys all about it on Baseball Brunch next spring, if we don't get any playoff baseball. But you can reach out to them at www.mcsinc-pa.com or call them at 484-202-3656. That is www.mcsinc-pa.com or call them at 484 484-202-3656. Why don't you give me the lineup there, Murph?
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously, so Bumgarner on the hill for Arizona. You know, he's been good this year. Now, he's not the same Madison Bumgarner that he was back in San Francisco.
Pretty hard to reach that level.
It is. But he's still a very competent major league pitcher. And he pitched very well against the Phils the last time they saw him. So a heavy right-handed lineup today for Joe Girardi, which makes sense.
I think he heard the show earlier in the season when I called him a Bumgarner.
I do remember that. Yeah. See, you know, you're inspiring folks all over the country.
I think I called the Phillies bums last week, and they went 3-3 this week. Maybe I just got to keep on being negative. I think that's our angle here, Murph.
I think it suits you, Sack.
Angry Sack is means a good baseball team. So well, that's how I got to roll.
If that's the way we got to roll, then that's the way we're going to roll. All right, so here is the lineup. Leading off, Gene Segura playing second base. JT Realmuto at first base today and batting second, so getting his chance at first base. And I'll talk about the shoulder
Marshan
in just a
called
minute.
A good game yesterday, too.
He did. And, Kyle Gibson was a big part of that, and we can
no
talk
doubt.
About that
veteran
as well.
Pitcher, young catcher.
Yeah. Bryce Harper batting third, playing right field. Andrew McCutchen out there in left. He'll bat fourth. Jorge Bonifacio getting the start in center field today. He will bat fifth. Freddie Galvis is playing shortstop. He'll bat sixth. Ronald Torres batting seventh, playing third. Rafael Marchand back behind the plate today and batting eighth. And doing the pitching, of course, is Ranger Suarez for the Phils. So, obviously a lot of right-handed bats in there, which against Bumgarner, it makes a lot of sense. But JT Realmuto, we talked to him yesterday. I don't know if you've noticed on the broadcast over the last week or two, when he's up to the plate, he's been kind of, moving his shoulder around. And you could just tell he's in a little bit of discomfort. So the question was asked, what is it? And he said, look, it's nothing. It's coming to the end of a long season. When you're a catcher in Major League Baseball,
You're beat up.
And he said, it's not anything I need to worry about. They haven't even done any kind of diagnostic tests. It's just sore. And so he's dealing with that, and Joe Girardi and I talked yesterday, and he said, look, we get an opportunity now with Reese out to put JT over at first base, get him out from behind the plate, get him out from the crouch, and keep his bat in the lineup, on days that maybe he would have gotten a day off. Now he's going to play first base. So it's a way to keep that bat in the lineup, and it's a big bat that they need to get hot and stay hot as they go down to the end of the season. So not a real worry injury-wise on JT. Just hope that these guys can manage the pain and get to the end and kind of get that jolt of adrenaline for the postseason.
Yeah, and there's plenty of injuries to talk about in the Phillies end of things, and we're going to dive right into that. But, Murph, do you have the run sheet up? We do have a couple tickets to give away this week.
We do indeed, and yes, I do. We're going to give away two tickets for the Phillies-Rockies on Saturday, September 11th, 6:05. It's Salute to Service Night at the ballpark, which is always a terrific night. So in order to win these tickets, you got to answer in the comments section on the Green Legion Radio YouTube channel or the Green Legion Facebook page or on our Twitter handle at Green Legion. So lots of ways to enter in. And I like you kind of went away from sports today.
Yeah, I want to have a little culture. Yeah, it gives people more, more wide range of people can win when we don't do it just with trivia. When someone just jumps out and gets the first answer. This right here gives a bevy of people.
And not only that, it's completely subjective, so you can't look it up.
No.
And it's all up to us.
No, it's a favorite thing, but go ahead.
Yeah, all right. So, what we want to know, pop culture icon Michael Jackson would have turned 63 years old. That's amazing. At 63, he would have turned today. His hit single, Thriller, one of the greatest songs released in the 1980s. So what we're looking for right now is your favorite song, the best song in your mind, from the 1980s. One entry per person on the message board. We'll go through all of them. We will dissect them. And then we will pick one randomly with no real thought behind it.
Hopefully Jigsaw and Sean Brace are on their game back in the studio. Because,
always.
Because, we want to have these songs and our entry songs coming back for both segments today. Both breaks that we have are 1980s related. And they're some of my fun ones.
was it right there? That was from 16 Candles. That was the gong. From 16 Candles, 1980s.
That's them letting us know that they're on their game. So, Mark, why don't you give me your favorite song from the 1980s? Because this right here is your wheelhouse.
Yeah, it is. As a matter of fact, it is my wheelhouse. It's so funny because I grew up in the 80s. I was 8 years old when it started and, 18 when it ended. So a lot of great memories attached to music throughout the time. But, you're growing up at that point.
Yeah.
So I would go, I don't know if it's the best. I don't know if it's my favorite. But one that just brings me right back to, you know, young 16, 17-year-old Greg Murphy is Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses.
Very nice.
Yeah,
yeah,
and
that's
and,
a good
you
song.
You know, the beginning of that song is, it, to me, it's one of the best lead-ins to any song ever. I mean, I really believe that. It fires you up. It's got, the lyrics are great. The music is great. So, Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child of Mine. Do I win?
Well, you win nothing. Listen, you've lost all season having to deal with me. So let's face facts of facts there. But I'll go with mine. Now, obviously, I was born in the 80s. I didn't live as much with the 80s. But everybody that listens to our show knows that I am a huge fan of Back to the Future. I will watch it anytime, 1 through 3, whenever it's on television. I will watch Back to the Future, no doubt about it. Power of Love by Huey Lewis and
really?
The News. It will get me from being down in the dumps to, like, you know, ready to dance and sing and everything.
All right.
Right off the top, man. Huey Lewis in the News with, you know, with Power of Love from the original Back to the Future, the first one.
It's a great song. It's a great song. I don't even think it's Huey Lewis in the News' best song, honestly.
No,
but,
it's not.
But for you, it brings you back to that
brings
happy
me back,
place.
Man. Like it always gets, like, when Marty leaves Doc's, And he gets on a skateboard right by the Burger King, and he latches onto the back of the Jeep, and he goes right past the courthouse, and he's late for school,
right?
You know, and
can't
like,
be late.
That song's playing; it always takes me back to a good place. So, Slash, do you have one that you enjoy? I know Sam is going to be fact checking these songs. Make sure that these songs are 1980 related.
Oh, jeez,
I don't want 1979. I don't want 1990, 1991. I want to make sure the songs that people are putting across that they're legit 1980s.
You got 10 years to work with people. Look, come on,
Sam. I know you got it. What do you got for me, Slash? Anything
by the way, Walking on a Thin Line is Huey Lewis and the News' best song.
Okay.
All right. But I'm not going to lie, Sweet Child of Mine was also mine.
Is that right?
I swear, Appetite for Destruction is my favorite album of all time. So.
All right.
Slash. They don't call me Slash for nothing.
There you go. Slash and I are like kindred spirits. Like, he's my spirit animal, I'm his. That's
I'm just sucking up to Murph right
now. Well, that'll get you nowhere. But
Make sure you guys come on down over here. If you guys are out here on the corner of 11th and Patterson, make sure you guys stop on over and have a drink here at 1100 Social and hang out with your boys, Murph and Sack, as we take you into Philly's Diamondbacks this afternoon. All right, Murph, we're out of the box here. The Wills continue. They were falling off on this season. I did this yesterday morning because
they were wobbling.
Yeah, me and my wife, we stayed. I tried to take the negative approach when I write up these run sheets, especially after a down week. But I'll tell you what, this week the Phillies are trying to stay afloat, and they have to do it today. We said last week that we won it 4-2. We're going to wind up having to settle for 3-3. You know, with a win today, and they have a tough challenge at task with Madison Bumgarner. So we'll see how things work out today. Yeah. But I'll tell you what, it's not even just the defeats on the field this week that have really taken taken a toll on the Phillies. It's been the ones off the field. Rhys Hoskins comes back from the injured list last week. He lasts 3 games. The guy hits 2 bombs last Sunday.
Yeah.
Another one on Wednesday. He has the game on his bat to tie the game on Tuesday night, and, you know, obviously. But then he gets hurt on Wednesday. He tears an abdominal muscle. He's going to be out for the rest of the season. Zach Eflin was supposed to start on Thursday. He still has a wonky knee. Probably going to lose him for the rest of the year. Andrew McCutchen hasn't been the same since he came back from the injured list with his knee. And then COVID winds up hitting the roster. I mean, Zach Eflin, you were going to lose him anyway, but now we don't have Andrew Knapp. We don't have Luke Williams. Luckily, all three of those guys are vaccinated. So, you know, maybe they're asymptomatic or the symptoms aren't hitting them as strong as, you know, some of us got hit prior to the vaccinations. But, Murph, why don't you give us a little bit of an update here? You know, what you've, I know you had Joe Girardi. You've talked to him the last few days. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you've learned based off of these injuries?
Well, I think the most surprising one, I mean, certainly it was a gut punch when you heard about, no pun intended, but it was a gut punch for Rhys Hoskins when we learned that that he was going to have to, you know, shut it down, going to have a procedure on Tuesday, and will be out for the remainder of the season. I mean, he has been, you know, their most productive, steadiest offensive player, and even coming back, he was in a lot of pain. You could tell out on the in the field that he was in a lot of pain with that injury. It was a groin slash kind of abdominal issue that he was dealing with, and he couldn't move. And you know, if the National League had a designated hitter, maybe he's able to finish the season swinging the bat, because he said it didn't bother him that much when he was swinging. And you saw that he hit 3 home runs in the 2 games that he did play,
and they weren't
cheapies,
yeah,
right?
Seriously,
but so that one was tough to swallow. The Eflin one, for me, came as a big surprise. He was scratched right before his start And then yesterday, Joe Girardi pretty much confirmed that Eflin's season is all but over. It would probably take some really kind of crazy stuff to happen for Zach to be able to pitch again this year, and that hurts. I mean, you know, this rotation was really starting to shape up with a month to go. You would have had, you know, Zach kind of sliding into that number four spot,
between Gibson and Ranger,
and that was a pretty competitive starting five. But Zach's, you know, it's something he's going to have to deal with the rest of his career. He's dealt with it in both knees, the patellar tendonitis, and he's been dealing with it since high school. It's something they just have to manage, but it flared up on him again, and then you add him to the COVID list as well, which is a 10-day thing for him. So it's a shame. It's a shame because I do think it hurts the Phils. But, you know, they're at the point in the season. No one's feeling sorry for him. I mean, all you have to do is look down at Atlanta and you say, hey, yeah, we lost Zach Eflin, we lost Rhys Hoskins. They'll be like, Acuna, you know.
Soroka,
our two best players.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, you got to do it with the next guy up mentality, and that's what the Phils are going to have to do the rest of this month and through September.
Alec Bohm was optioned down to AAA last week in place for the fact that Rhys Hoskins was coming off the injured list. Joe Girardi still says and still looks at him as a third baseman. They back up in AAA. They're working him at third base.
And first.
I tend to disagree with the third base angle here. I don't understand, Murph, and I don't know if you agree or disagree with this, but Andrew McCutchen is a free agent after this year.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, a guy that tall, I start working him in left field.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised if that happens. It's not going to happen now. I mean, you know, they're not going to start working on that at this point, for I think for a lot of different reasons. But once the roster begins to take shape, you know, whether it be October 3rd this year or November 3rd when they start thinking about next season, that's when those plans will start getting made. You know, if they move on from Andrew McCutchen at the end of the season, then they have to start thinking, all right, well, who is our left fielder? Is he a guy we go out and get in free agency? Could Alec Bohm be that guy? And I'm sure they'll ask Alec to you know, during the offseason this year, work down in Florida, taking fly balls and stuff like that. But I also think they're going to, you know, work him over at first base as well, because I think we all think the DH is coming to the National League, and that will allow the Phillies to do different things. I know Rhys wants to be a first baseman, doesn't necessarily want to be a full-time DH, but, you know, depending on a lot of different things, maybe that's the route they go. So I think that decision gets made at the end of the year. What needs to happen right now is Alec Bohm needs to go down. Triple A, he's got another week. And
get his head right.
Yeah, and he'll more than likely be back up with the big club in September as the rosters expand. Now, they don't expand as much as they used to, but they do expand a little bit. And I got to believe that Alec is going to be one of those guys that's going to come back up. He needed to get away. He really did. And I think it's good for him to be down there kind of away from everything right now and just kind of, you know, learn to, you know, have fun playing baseball again.
Correct.
Kind of thing.
Yep.
And because it's tough when you're under the microscope and you're pressing and things aren't going well. It can be very difficult. It can be very lonely in a lot of ways when you're not helping the team win. And Alec got to a point, I think, where he was really questioning himself. And it's hard to play baseball that way. So hopefully a couple of weeks down there and he's back up in Philly, maybe get some big hits for you down the stretch.
All right. Sir Anthony Dominguez, update on him down in the minor leagues on his rehab assignment.
Yeah.
How does he look, and when are we going to see him here?
I think we're going to see him before the end of the season. I mean, we get reports here and there on Sir Anthony, and all reports have been he's progressing, which is great. You know, I haven't seen him with my own two eyes, so I can't tell you firsthand how he looks. But, you know, by all accounts, he's getting to the point where he's going to be ready to help this team in September. And he really can. I mean, if he's the Sir Anthony that we remember when he was healthy, he could be a difference maker out there in the bullpen. I mean, you talk about adding an arm, you know, at the deadline kind of thing.
It's a hammer.
It's a hammer in the back end. Big-time arm. You know, you think about last night's game, and you know, it's Sir Anthony Dominguez is out there in your bullpen, and he's healthy. I mean, he's pitching in that game, you know. He was pitching in that game if it's 3-0, 4-0 late in that game, because he's
right.
A guy that shuts it down. So he would be a big addition. Haven't heard a timetable on him, but I got to believe he's probably getting closer, for sure.
All right, a couple minutes left here in the segment. Make sure you guys get to our social media outlets and put in your favorite song from the 1980s. We're giving away two tickets September 11th Phillies, Rockies, Salute to Service Night. Make sure you guys get in those songs because you only have a few more minutes. We're going to get to the winner. We're going to go over these songs, and we're going to get to the winner at the top of our second segment before we go into Boppo or Oppo. Just real quick, Murph, update on the standings here as far as the Phillies are concerned. They're 4.5 behind the Braves, who finish up a series with San Francisco, and then they play the Dodgers coming up next. The Phillies, we finish up with Arizona today, and then we hit the road. We go to Washington, we go to the Marlins, and then Milwaukee. We're not going to have a show next Sunday, unfortunately, for all of you loyal listeners out there. 4.5 behind the Braves, 5 games behind the Reds for that second wild card spot. We're still hanging in there. We're still there.
Yeah. Yeah, hanging in for sure. I mean, no doubt about it. It's funny, because if you go back and look at a couple of the best years the Phils have had, I'm talking about 1980, I'm talking about 83, I'm talking about 93. 93 is kind of the outlier, because the 93 team...
No expectations.
And also, they led from the very beginning. I mean, they jumped out in April and never really looked back. If you look back at 1980 on September 1st, that team was like 4 games out. Behind the Pirates and the Expos at the time, you know, and I'm sure folks were saying, you know, this team's not going to do it again. You know, they had disappointed in 76, 77, 78, didn't even make the postseason in 79, you know. So, I mean, I would imagine the feeling was they're not going to get it done. Then they have a monster September, and next thing you know, they have a world championship. So, yeah, there's time. There's absolutely time. What the Phillies need to do is what they did last night. They need to beat teams that they should be beating consistently. You're going to lose one here and there. That's baseball. But you need to win 3 out of 4 against Arizona. You need to win 2 out of 3 against Washington. You need to win 2 out of 3 against Miami. And if they do that, if that scenario holds up and they do that over the course of this next week, we'll look up on Friday, and it could be 2 games out.
Right.
And that's the beginning of September. And that's like, all right, bring it on. You still see the Braves. So you're going to have an opportunity to close the gap there. So, you know, it's right there in front of them. It is not over by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, the Mets continue to fall off in the standings, and the Phillies are trying to get closer to the Braves like a good neighbor. You deserve to get good service and great rates. At State Farm, we get it. And we're here to help, because with every State Farm policy, you get good neighbor service, and you get surprisingly great rates. So what are you waiting for? Get going and talk to local State Farm agent Dave Bavuso about your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. When you want the real deal, call Dave Bavuso State Farm Agency, 856-740-5012. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements. You got something for me, Mike?
Yeah, I do. Just before we go to break, sure. Because this just coming out from the Phils, we were wondering about this lineup and the why it looked, you know, the way it did. Didi had 3 doubles last night. You think, all right, you got to get that bat back in there. He was placed on the paternity list today.
Well, congratulations.
So congratulations to Didi. He is headed on the paternity list, and Nick Maton has been recalled from the Lehigh Valley.
So. All right, sounds great. Well, coming up, we go to Boppo or Oppo. We haven't done this segment in a couple months, but we enjoy doing it. Slash, we'll read us the questions, and we'll get over to them as well. And coming up on the other side, we're going to announce the winner of our tickets for Phillies Rockies here on 102.5 Fox Sports The Gambler. We're Bud Light Baseball Brunch. We'll be right back right after this.
Oh, yeah, you're bringing me back. Young Murph.
You got it, partner.
Oh, man, I love it. All right, the next sip, a small plastic drink pouch that frees your hands while you keep your beverage in the ready position. NECK Next Sip, time to free up those hands and wear your drink, everyone. Holds any beverage, even bottles, cans, and snacks. Text with both hands and drink at the same time. Visit NextSip.com. Follow them at NextSip. Customize it any way you want. Perfect for sporting events, Philly born, USA made. Only $5 each, 15% off when you use the code GREENLEGION. Again, visit NextSip.com and follow them at NextSip.
Welcome back here. Did you like that?
I did. I'm trying to remember the name of the band.
Midnight Runners.
Yeah, I
just love the song from Tommy Boy, and I know you're a huge fan of Tommy Boy as
love
well.
Love Tommy Boy, but I remember that song when it came out, so that was before Tommy Boy was born, so.
All right, welcome back here to Bud Light Baseball Brunch live on 102.5 Fox Sports The Gambler. And we are down here again at the epicenter of the Philadelphia sports world at 1100 Social at Xfinity Live. Make sure you guys come on over, come on down, grab a beer and hang out with us as we lead you in. We're going to be done at noon, but technically we are still leading you in, right?
Sure we are. And then we'll all walk in together, so we're leading you in.
Well, you're walking in.
Well, yeah. I'm going to go in the back way.
At 1157, you're walking in.
Don't follow
me. And we're breaking down all this stuff.
You guys got to stop here. Sorry.
And another thing that I took note on during the break there, that's the first time I've heard John Jansen on a Sunday morning in a month.
Yeah. Yeah, welcome back, John James.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, he can't come in and hang out with us anymore.
You know? you need that PTO, you know?
He's too cool for school, so. All right, let's go ahead. Let's give away some tickets here, Murph. So, well, we wanted to know, as we said, stated at the beginning, pop culture icon Michael Jackson would have been 63 years old today. 63. So, Thriller was probably the biggest song to come out of the 1980s. It's got to be.
Certainly the biggest music video experience.
Without a doubt.
I remember gathering at my buddy's house, my friend Pat Sullivan's house, to watch the premiere of Thriller.
Pat Sullivan.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, Irish kid. You know.
Yeah, just like you.
I hung out with the Irish kids.
But so anyway, we wanted to know what your favorite song from the 1980s was, and we were going to go ahead and pick out who we're going to give the tickets away to. And just a couple that were given to us. Sam said, "Nothing's Going to Stop Us Now" by Starship. That's her favorite.
And that was from the movie Mannequin, shot here in Philadelphia.
Haven't seen that one.
All right.
Yeah. Do I need to add that to the list?
Do not bother. No.
Okay, all right, thanks.
Did you watch Fast Times at Richmond High yet?
Over the last week?
Yeah.
Work was hell this week. There was no chance on God's green earth that was happening. And then my dad wanted to throw his in. Dad, I'll give you tickets anytime so you don't qualify. We Didn't Start the Fire by Billy Joel.
Great song.
Great song.
That brings me back to college. Was that probably 89, right? That had to be 89.
Listen, if Dad's chiming in, it's definitely in the
80s. It had to be 89.
I don't need to fact check Dad. You know? But Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi.
Awesome.
Paradise City, Guns N' Roses.
Okay.
Don't Stop Believing, Journey. I Love Rock and Roll, Joan Jett. I think I know your selection right now. And then Electric Avenue, Eddie Grant.
Oh, no. All right. It's fine. That one's fine. But no. what was the first one again?
Living on a Prayer.
Yeah, Living on a Prayer, Bon Jovi. So for me, I'm narrowing it down to two. Living on a Prayer, Bon Jovi. And then
I Love Rock and Roll.
I Love Rock and Roll. So Joan Jett, well, I was in seventh grade maybe when that song came out. And I remember that. I was like, that, you know, I was singing that at the top of my lungs. That and the Jay Giles Band, too. And I was a pretty cool kid. Not really. I was kind of a dork. But whatever. But that song brings me back. So,
we just took a full live look into 1980s Murph.
So, right, I mean, out of those two, they're my top two out of the.
All right. So Living on a Prayer, I Love Rock and Roll?
Yeah.
Okay. So now I have to pick out of one of those two.
Pick one of those.
All right. I'm going to go with, for me, Living on a Prayer.
All right. Yeah. Bon Jovi's got, to me, there's four or five Bon Jovi songs you could have mentioned and they would have qualified. Right. So, yeah, Bon Jovi was terrific back
then. I always laugh when I hear Dead or Alive because I always think of Wild Hogs. You ever see that movie?
No.
Oh, my God, man. All right. How about you?
That sounds like,
dude, I love that movie, man.
Sounds like it comes on after midnight on Cinemax.
Yeah, you're referencing Wild Hogs, but you haven't seen
Real quick before we go into Boppo or Oppo here, okay? We were doing a St. Patrick's Day bar crawl one time, all right? So it's six bars. You get on a school bus after an hour, and you go to the next bar, and vice versa. So we get to the fifth bar. I'm trashed. Walk into the bar, and I go right into the bathroom. And my wife and my dad, they're, like, kind of tailing behind me, so they get into the bathroom after I do. So I walk out, and right there on the corner of the bar is a biker group.
Okay.
South Jersey Warlocks. And I'm just hammered beyond belief. And I just walk out and I yell, "Wild Hogs!" And, like, probably all of them started laughing at me. But, like, I walked right by and the one dude, my dad thinks he wanted to kill me. So he had to buy them a whole round of beers just to save my life.
Yeah, just to save your life. For the record, let me clarify something. I thought you said Wild Hots.
No, Wild Hogs.
Wild Hogs.
Yeah.
That movie I've heard of. And that does not sound like something that's on Cinemax.
No, it still does.
Yeah. Well, maybe. But I thought you said Wild Hots. I'm like, that either sounds like a candy or something. Or yeah. All right. I just want to clarify. I don't hear so well, all right?
Come on. Dad said that the song was released in September 1989.
Yeah, which was my freshman year of college, which is exactly what I think of when I think of that song.
There you go.
All right.
All right. So let's go into Boppo or Oppo. What do you got for a slash?
All righty. Boppo or Oppo. I'll start with Murph here and then head over to Sack.
You always start with Murph, but it's okay.
Got to start with Murph.
Lead it off.
Yeah.
Well, then he's the only one that people care about here.
You know, we're not even going to go to Sack. We're just going to go with Murph. Boppo or Oppo. With the Angels being 11 games out of a wild card spot, and there only being 31 games left in their season, it's time to shut down Mike Trout for the season.
Yeah, well, I'll say Oppo on that. And the only reason I say that is because if Mike Trout is healthy, he should be playing. And you know, better for the game to see Mike out there. We haven't seen him for most of the season.
Yeah, early May was when he got hurt.
It's certainly better. I wouldn't put him out there if there's any question about his health. Then I would shut him down for sure. But I think if Trout says, hey, I'm ready to go, then yeah, no, he plays. He plays the rest of the season.
I'm going to go Boppo. I just can't in my right mind. All you need, we just saw it with Reese. You know, all we see is one setback, and then all of a sudden something tears or something pops in that calf, and then you're starting to question him going into spring training next year because he hasn't really been healthy the last few years. And I know last year was 60 games, but he hasn't really been able to stay healthy the last few years. This year, and I believe in 2019, he wasn't healthy there either. You know, and they got that big-time contract for him. To me, it's time to shut him down. You don't need him. You already have the attraction. You have Otani.
It's not
you don't need
me,
Mike Trout.
It's not about the attraction for me. It's about Mike Trout saying, hey, you paid me to play baseball. I'm a professional ball player. I haven't played enough this season to you know, kind of earn my keep. I'm healthy. I'm ready to go. I want to play September. Let's go. If Mike Trout's saying that to me, he's in the lineup.
He's already earned whatever keep it was. But, okay, number two.
All right. We'll go with Sack. Sack, we'll start with you.
It's about time.
Right. Having just come
always
off,
the bridesmaid, never the bride.
Yeah. My agent's calling.
Quimby? Having just come off a 13-game winning streak, the Yankees now sit 5 games behind the Tampa Bay Rays and are now primed to overthrow the Rays and win the AL East title.
That's Boppo. The Rays are winners of 6 straight themselves right now, and they finish up a series with the absolutely abysmal Baltimore Orioles today. But I'll tell you what, the Yankees right now are hitting their stride, and it just seems like everybody is hitting on all cylinders right now. Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton is just hitting moonshot bombs. And then the additions that they made to their lineup at the trade deadline. And we said if they were going to get there, they were going to have to bash their way there. It appears that's what they figured out. And they got Garrett Cole back. And he's pitching well now that he no longer needs spider tech. You know, so I'll tell you what. I think they're going to catch the Rays. They're going to win that division.
That's an interesting take. I'll say Oppo just for the pure math of it. Now, I do not know if the Yankees and the Rays play one another.
They play the last 3 games of the season.
Okay.
The very last weekend of the season.
Then that might change my thinking because I can't have it both ways and say the Phillies can catch the Rays and not say that the Yanks can catch the Rays. But I'll say this. I think the Rays are as good of a team in baseball. I mean, no one talks about the Rays. No one. And they have the best record in the American League.
And they're the defending American League champions.
So,
that's why they were your dark horse preseason.
Right. I don't know why we don't talk about the Rays more, but it's going to be tough. The Yankees are playing as well as anybody right now. If anybody can catch the Rays, it'll be the Yankees, a team like the Yankees, playing the way they're playing. It's an uphill climb. I'll go Oppo, though. I think the Rays hold on.
Okay. Number three.
All right, I'll go back to Murph here. Boppo or Oppo. Mets owner Steven Cohen and Twitter are a phenomenal combination with one another, as everybody knows. But I still find it hard to believe anyone could own the Mets any more than the man himself, Chase Utley.
Well, obviously, I'm going Boppo on that one. There is no one that will ever own the Mets more than Chase Utley.
Utley's corner, baby.
You know, you could spend $1 billion. You're still not going to own them more than Chase Utley. Great question, by the way. You know,
who writes these questions?
I'll tell you. Brilliance. Mr. Cohen up there in New York. I think ultimately he's going to be good for the game, and I think he's going to be good for the NL East. And I really think he's going to be good for the New York Mets. You know, they're going to have money to spend. They just got to spend it the right way.
Yeah, we continue to talk about that,
right,
too.
But look, every move they made this year, I thought, wow, good move. I mean, with the exception of not signing JT Realmuto, which baffled me.
Yeah, yep.
But other than that, everything else they've done, I've thought, oh, wow, okay, that's going to help them. Wow, that's going to... And it hasn't. For whatever reason, it has not, which is great. But I think ultimately, yeah, he's going to be a plus.
I think he's pressed some right buttons. They just haven't been able to stay healthy, and they haven't been able to hit over this last month. I mean,
no one's healthy, right?
I know, but the Grom falling apart, and then Lindor wasn't playing well before he got hurt, and then he came back. They make a trade for Javier Baez, which, for a team that can't hit, you brought in a guy that swings and misses more than anybody else in the game.
But he also produces. I mean, you know.
Did you see the swing that he had?
I did.
He was within like 6 feet.
It looked like one of my swings, quite frankly.
Golf related or?
No, baseball related. That's just why I'm a broadcaster and not a player. You know, that's the way it works.
All right, number four.
Number four, Sack. Boppo or Oppo? the Phillies should sign now former Pirates outfielder Gregory Polanco today and put him in left field as an everyday starter starting tomorrow.
Well, I don't think he should be the everyday guy, but I think he should definitely be in there as a platoon guy with Andrew McCutchen. It can't be any worse than other options that we have out there right now for the outfield. I think it could help. The guy has played in-state. He's been across the state virtually his whole entire career. He's 29. He led the Pirates in stolen bases before they let him go to see what the prospects can do that they're bringing up from AAA. I don't think it could hurt, Murph. I think bringing him in here will give you those days. And you know, McCutchen can't play every day anymore. I think his body is starting to break down, and we're starting to see that. And he's a better option in a corner outfielder than using Odubel in that spot. I would bring Polanco in.
Okay, and I would tend to agree with you, but I think that I would absolutely do my due diligence. You don't just let a guy walk 29, you know, that's been a contributor on your club, especially a team like the Pirates. You know, to me, there's got to be some kind of more underlying reason than we want the kids to play kind of thing. You know, maybe that's what they're saying publicly, but I would do my due diligence, and as long as it all kind of shook out the way I would hope. Yeah, I don't think it would hurt. I think that's the best way to describe. You know, if you've got the spot, you know, you'd have to make a roster move, obviously, but Phils could probably do that. So, yeah, it's not the worst idea in the world.
Okay, and real quick, let's just hit number five before we go to break.
Number five, and it's Sack's obsession. He always has to include it. The Dodgers sit 2.5 games behind the San Francisco Giants today. The Giants are going to hold on to win the NL West title. Murph.
Wow. I will say Oppo. No, I think the Dodgers. I think the Dodgers track them down. And that said, the Giants came out of nowhere. Most people thought the Padres would be in the mix in that division.
They absolutely faded.
And the Giants have not. And we talked about it. You kind of expected them to fade.
It's hard to fade when you're that far ahead.
I mean, it is.
It's incredible how
so
far up
they've
they are.
They've done a great job, and you know, tip your cap to Gabe and you know, their front office and what they've been able to do. The Dodgers are a juggernaut. They're closing in. I think the Dodgers catch them, but certainly the Giants make the postseason and are players in the postseason with that pitching staff. So
yep, and then I'm going to say Oppo. The Dodgers will catch them. I mean, the addition of Max Scherzer to that starting rotation. Mookie Betts is now back. How healthy is he? I mean, he's back in the lineup now, so that's going to help. But that team can flat out rake. Over the next month, the Dodgers will take over and they'll win the National League West. And they're going to have to probably hop in a car from Cherry Hill Triplex to do so. The premier New Jersey Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Kia, Mitsubishi, and Ram dealer serving South Jersey and all of the Delaware Valley. They have a huge selection of new and used vehicles from which to choose. Cherry Hill Triplex online and offline customers enjoy vehicle specials every day. We offer Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Kia, Mitsubishi, and Ram service and parts, an online inventory, and outstanding financing options, making Cherry Hill Triplex the preferred dealer serving the entire Delaware Valley. Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Kia, Mitsubishi, and Ram buyers, get ready and set up a test drive. Visit us in Cherry Hill, New Jersey today. Coming up in our last segment, we'll be giving away our six picks. You're going to make money off of us this week again, Murph. And then we're going to look at our Can You Believe It's as well, right here on 102.5 Fox Sports The Gambler with Bud Light Baseball Brunch with Murph and Sack. We'll be right back right after this.
Oh, I got it. It's Bucks County Baseball time. Bucks County Baseball Company is the premier vintage sports clothing and collectibles retail store in the tri-state area. Visit www.buckscountybaseballco.com or stop by their Bristol, PA location. Items from the Phillies, Eagles, Sixers, Flyers, and much, much more. Again, visit www.buckscountybaseballco.com or stop by their Bristol, PA location. The showroom is huge. The website, even bigger. Bucks County Baseball Company, the name in Philly for vintage sports.
All right, welcome back to our last segment here on Bud Light Baseball Brunch this wonderful Sunday morning. It looks like we're going to be able to avoid the rain here this afternoon and get this game in. Yes, absolutely. Sitting alongside it, you know, I'm telling you, this guy is hitting it big this year. He gets to work with me, and he's doing play-by-play in place of Scott Fransky on the radio yet again today.
I'll tell you. I'm a lucky guy.
Which one is better? Now, I already put you in that hot spot before. I'm not going to do it
They're
again.
Both great.
This is all shameless plugs for myself. But you can come on down. We have about 12 minutes left here on the show, right here at 1100 Social. So make sure you guys stop on by, grab a beer before the game, and hang out with Murph and myself. As we're going to try and make you some money here. Bud Light Baseball Brunch. And Murph last week went 3-0.
My headset cut out. What happened?
I'm as shocked as you because it's the first time all season you had a 3-0 week.
Okay, you know, let's not go crazy.
I mean, you're in the lead.
You've done it twice.
No, I've done it like four times.
Have you really?
Yeah, I've had a couple.
And you're still losing.
I'm still losing.
How about that?
I know. Hey, listen, man, you're inner Tom McCarthy right there.
Slow and steady. Okay. That's what I'm all about.
It finally went 3-0. I'm giving you full bore there. Yep. I went 1-2. So Murph right now in the updated standings, 32-26-1 as I fall to 30-29. So Murph, you have your three picks together, so why don't you get... See? This is for you.
That's
right. I told
right.
Brace to cue this one up for you. You don't watch wrestling.
I don't.
But all you need to know is Shane O'Mac, here comes the money.
All right.
This is man.
Wait, where? Where is it?
Well, that is...
Oh, it's not coming yet.
No, it's not coming here.
Okay.
No, it's just his theme song.
Well, you
song.
Said here comes the money. No.
Come on, man. You don't have enough?
No.
All those years broadcasting?
No. All right. Well, hey, yeah. I had a good week last week. It was great. It was fun. But I feel like... Maybe two in a row. I'm feeling
You're
two.
Man.
I like my picks this week. I know that surprises you, but I really like my picks this
week.
All right,
Murph, here we go. What you giving me?
All right, so my first game, I'm looking in on Milwaukee, the Brewers over the Twins. Aaron Ashby pitching for the Brewers. Okay, right? Who? Just his fifth game.
Is he related to Andy?
I don't think so. Well, I don't know. Maybe he is.
I don't know. Maybe we'll find out if he ever comes here and he flips off the fans.
Well, we'll find out at that very moment. We will. All right, just his fifth game pitching for the Brewers, his fourth start today. The Brewers are 4-0 when he pitches, though.
Wow.
All right, so a little bit of a good luck charm. And the Twins aren't very good. The Brewers lost last night to Minnesota. I look for them to bounce back. Give me the Brewers over the Twins.
All right, my first pick for this week is the Blue Jays. -184 at Detroit. Jose Berrios on the hill. They're 6.5 games behind the Red Sox for that second wild card spot. They're hanging in there. If you're going to make a move, today has to start becoming that day.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the Blue Jays -184 on the money line.
I would love to see the Blue Jays make a run at the Red Sox. That would be fun.
I know
that
you
would.
Yeah, I know you would.
I don't like the Red Sox. But all right, so my second pick, I'm going to take my over-under right here, all right? I'm going under the Dodgers-Rockies game, which I know is a little risky, but the number's 9. And the Rockies are terrible. In fact, they've been shut out 15 times this year. That's the most in baseball.
Is that
15
possible?
Times. Yeah, shut out 15 times.
Wow.
So you got Arias on the mound for the Dodgers. I'm looking at this game as an 8-0 win for the Dodgers, and that hits the under. So I'm taking the under in that one, Dodgers-Rockies.
All right. Now, this is kind of this is shameful for me that I'm actually going down this road, but I'm doing it for the Phillies.
All
right. And I like this line right here. +118 with those San Francisco Giants today in Atlanta. I'm taking the Giants.
Welcome to the dark side.
+118. If you want to make money, sometimes you got to go on the plus side. So I'm going to go +118 on the Giants on the road in Atlanta to win that series.
I like that. I like that you've come over to the Giants side of things, and so you'll be rooting
just
for Gabe today.
You'll be rooting
for Gabe today. By the way. We mentioned Aaron Ashby. His uncle is indeed Andy Ashby.
Yes.
How about that? So he's the nephew of Andy Ashby.
So he will, when he eventually pitches here in Philly, he will flip us the bird. It runs in the bloodlines.
Yeah, maybe he will. I don't know. We'll find out. All right. Final pick for me, low-hanging fruit. All right. Only one this week, but low-hanging fruit for sure. My boys, the Texas Rangers, gathering again to
all the time.
Throwing their gloves out on the field.
All the time.
They're playing the Astros today. The number -213. Not the biggest favorite, by the way, in baseball today, but Astros over the Rangers. I love it all day long. Give me the Astros. They have Greinke on the mound, by the way, for the Astros. So there you go.
Yeah, you can't go against that portion there. Now I'm looking right now, the St. Louis Cardinals and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Listen, I see over 9 here is what I'm going to take. Over 9 -105. I just think yesterday that 13-0 win by the Cardinals, they're going to score at will again today, and the Pirates are going to tax them on. This is probably going to be like a 7-3, 6-4 type game, but I'm going to take the Cardinals and the Pirates over 9. And those are our picks.
All right. Yeah, I actually probably, if I was picking that game, would have gone the other way on that just because, you know, they score so many runs the night before, you think, all right, they're going to be quiet today. I like your rationale. It's kind of out of the box kind of thinking.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, by the way, before we go, before we go into our picks or go into, can you believe it? The winner of the tickets was Christy Lynn, who's actually in the house today, hanging out with us. So, Christy Lynn, congratulations on the two tickets for the Phillies Rockies game, September 11th. Should be a great night at the ballpark.
And she's never down at the ballpark. She never goes to any games.
Ever. Ever.
We're going streaking!
There we are.
Straight down through the quad. But Murph, can you believe it?
Can you believe it?
Never, ever gets old.
Never.
We love it all the time, every single week here on Bud Light Baseball Brunch. It's two things that we found interesting from this past week around the league. Murph, I know the research and development team over there at the ballpark probably gave you your two again this week.
Yeah.
So why don't you lead us off?
I have a dozen staff members over there crunching the numbers all week, and this is what they've come up with.
Guys, what do you have for me?
Actually, I found it on Twitter about a minute and a half ago, but whatever. How about this? Yasmani Grandal is the first catcher in either league, American League and National League history, to have multiple 8 RBI games. Multiple 8 RBI games. It's the first and only since at least 1921 the RBI became an official statistic.
Wow.
That's a good night. That was two nights ago, I think, he had the 8
RBIs.
Yeah. It's a good night.
Obviously, it wasn't last night when they cost me my 14 parlay when I was down in Atlantic City. So, thank you, White Sox. Really appreciate you guys for stepping up out there against the Cubs. But my first one, Yankees-Braves this past Monday. It was the first time since 1901 that two teams riding a win streak of 9-plus games squared off against one another.
That was cool.
I mean, like, really, the first time.
It's hard to believe. I know. We say this every week, though. It's like, I can't believe that hasn't happened before.
Seriously.
But it hasn't happened before.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. What's your second one?
All right. How about this? Speaking of streaking, the Dodgers streaking in a different way. They now have 11 straight seasons without a losing record. That's their longest streak since the team moved to L.A.
Okay.
11 straight seasons without a losing record. Now, only one World Series to show for it, you know, but still, that's better than having losing seasons.
And the Phillies are on the precipice of 10 straight years of non-winning seasons.
Don't, please.
I don't want to say it. I don't want to say it, but, you know, it just seems like the Dodgers have gone nothing but up, and we've gone nothing
but
down.
You know what? We beat the Dodgers senseless in the 2007 and 8s and 9s, so that was fun.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
All right,
my last one is Salvador Perez. Where did this power come from? First American League catcher with 35-plus home runs in a season since Pudge Rodriguez did it in 1999.
And one of the real good guys in baseball,
seriously,
too.
But I mean, like, he's always been known for his, like, gold glove defensive prowess, and it's like the older that he gets, the more he seems to be in tune with his offensive game. It's great to see.
It is good to see. And, you know, I think a lot of times as guys mature, they start to just figure out, you know, sometimes less is more when it comes in the power department. They don't have to go out there and you know, swing for the fences. Just go out there and
make
home
contact.
Runs will come.
Yeah.
Home runs will come if you put a good swing on the ball. I think that's what we're seeing. I mean, he's a big, strong guy. So, you know, if he connects, ball's going to leave the ballpark. But, yeah, it's been fun to watch.
All right, let's take a look at the week ahead here. We have today's finale with the Diamondbacks looking to take 3 or 4 in the series. It's going to be a tough task.
It is.
Bass and Bumgarner on the hill. And then, you know, with us being somewhat shorthanded in our lineup today. I mean, Bonifacio batting fifth.
Mm-hmm.
Holy crap. And then we have a 9-game road trip that we go on now through Washington, Miami, and Milwaukee. Unfortunately for all of our fans out there, we won't have a show next Sunday. And then after that, our time slot's going to change. Football season starts after next week.
That's right.
So Murph and I are going to be subject to Eagle season.
This is not over.
Yeah, it definitely
That's
is not
right.
over. We are going to finish what we started here on Bud Light Baseball Brunch because we're coming back strong again next year, no doubt about it. But you
it
know,
just might be Bud Light Baseball Happy Hour.
Well, we're going to have to change it. It's kind of like last year, me and Diaz, we were doing Ice to Shorts Winter Sports. We cover Sixers and we cover Flyers. But last year, when the bubble happened, we had to change up to Ice to Shorts Summer Sports. So we're going to have to be Bud Light Baseball Happy Hour moving forward.
I'm on board with the Happy Hour.
It depends on if we're working at the time, though.
No, I just meant happy hour in general.
Okay, all right. Yeah. All right. But even then, you're not going to get mimosas there.
Well, I know. The mimosas are escaping me. At the end of the season, I'm going to have myself a mimosa.
No doubt about it. We'll do it together.
All right.
All right, so 9-game road trip coming up here, Murph. If this is the time, if we're going to make a move, the Nationals and the Marlins, those 6 games right there, we have to make the move. 5-1 out of those 6 before we get to Milwaukee.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I mean, obviously, more is better. 4-2, you might make up some ground as well. But, yeah, you have to look at it like we have to win both series, all right? So take 2 out of 3. Today's game is really big in my mind for a lot of different reasons, from a psychological reason. You just want to, you know, put this team, bury them 3 straight. You don't win the season series against the Diamondbacks. You can't at this point. But finish up strong. Finish up this homestand strong. Tough game. Bumgarner on the hill. Ranger Suarez for the Phils. So win today. And then, yeah, you're heading out to play teams that you should beat. And you should beat them more than you lose to them. So win 2 out of 3. Maybe you sweep one of them. That would be terrific. And meanwhile, you know, San Francisco and the Braves finish up today. And then the Dodgers come down there to Atlanta. So this is an opportunity to finish. If you finish on Friday, if we got together on Friday at happy hour and we said, hey, where are the Phils standing out? They might be 2.5 games back at that point. And then, hey, what? You know what? Bring it on. September, 2.5 back, that means something. So
right.
You're right, big week, because they have to take care of business.
All right. Make sure you guys pay attention to all of our social media across the board. Fox Sports The Gambler, Green Legion, our own personal accounts, the Baseball Brunch account. Make sure you guys pay attention, because this week we'll be announcing when our new day, our new time slot is. It's more likely going to be on Fridays, either 6 to 7, 7 to 8. I would love to have that 6 to 7 slot. We're right after the daily ticket, the big ticket right over there. Because right? Yeah.
There you go.
Brace knows. We'll be right after him.
That's my boy.
So there we go. And thank you to everyone here, all of our friends at 1100 Social and Xfinity Live, for a fantastic season down here with hosting Baseball Brunch and our 4 tailgates that we had. Such an awesome time. And can't wait to be back down here with all of you again next season. For Greg Murphy, I'm Chris Sack, and we are Bud Light Baseball Brunch. And like a 3-1 pitch to Ryan Howard, we are out of here, baby. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, and go Phils.